Thank you for holding. Is this Tim?
It is.
Hi, Tim. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Ruby, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results.
Well, she was talking to me about it. I know a lot of people have tried to get me on various websites.
Okay. Well, Google's a good way to go because you're building your own online listings and the customers can call you directly. We're not putting you on our site and then selling you leads that we're getting from Google. You know, we're actual Google partners, so you're creating your own Google business profile, or we're creating it for you when you sign up for our services. And, you know, we put you in position for people to be able to find you when they look up a service you provide and contact you directly from there.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever done a search on Google for a general contractor before?
Let's see. I may have.
Okay.
Usually just for addresses.
Gotcha. Is what you use it for, to find your customers or to get to them?
Well, I usually look for suppliers online with my main dealing.
Gotcha. Okay, so when you look up general contractors in Belgrade, for example, obviously this will cover a lot more than just Belgrade, but I'm just going to use that as an example because that's where you're located. So when you do that search, there's a map that pops up, and then there's three top recommended options. There's Dennis General Contractor, Blanton Contracting, and then previously they had Montana Civil Contractors. Have you heard of those guys before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Have you heard of like Bozeman Handyman or ATG Painting before?
I'm not sure I have. I've been here forever, so
yeah.
A lot of these people are newer. And I usually got all the contractors that I've worked for years, and
yeah.
That's why I don't know all the others. Yeah,
I gotcha.
I'm not sure.
Your main services are, what are your main services? Like, what's your bread and butter as a general contractor?
Well, custom gutters is one of the.
The
we,
main
we'd
thing.
Call that the bread and butter. Yeah, we do regular gutters and stuff too, but custom seem to be one of the best ones that we do. I mean, it provides us with the most lucrative outcome.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's say custom gutters is the keyword they're using to search for. We list you for 15 different keywords, by the way, and for a 40-mile radius on Google. But if you look up custom gutters in Belgrade, you get Dovetail Seamless Rain Gutter, Disco Gutters, and Rain Tree Seamless Gutters.
Right.
Those are the three that are there now. With our services, Francis Construction LLC will show on that search results page. And the reason you want to be there is because 90% of the time when people search on Google for anything, they pick from this section on the first page. So we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 people who Google custom gutters are making their decision.
Right.
That's where they're placing the call. So, I mean, obviously you could see the value in that, right?
Oh, yeah. I can see the value in that.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay per lead or click or call.
Right.
It's just one flat monthly rate.
And what's the rate? Because when I get busy, I don't like to be too disturbed with other things, but...
Right. Well, you maintain...
If it's easy to do.
You maintain the right to refuse service to anybody, but it's really easy to do. And then the calls that come to you, you can cherry pick through what you do and don't want. But as far as cost, there's a package that we have with the website included, because I couldn't find a website for your business online unless I'm missing it.
No, there's not one.
Okay. So, and that's something you're going to want. I mean, your competitors have it. So with the website included, it's usually $4.99 month to month. But you've been doing this as long as I've been alive. I was born October of 1993, and that would make you a preferred contractor. Okay, that's 32 years in the business. So with you being a contractor that's preferred by Google, we can actually reduce the monthly rate down to just $2.99 and still include the website for you. So it'd be about $200 less than competing companies in the area, but you're still getting all the bells and whistles of it. And then it's a true month-to-month service at that $2.99 rate. So you keep that deal, you know, as long as you're with us. It's not just the first month.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And then we go 30 days at a time. Now, all of these guys on the first page, they're averaging about 2 calls a day over the course of the month. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you have to get out to every single one of these guys, but the point that I was just trying to make with that, just for even custom gutters, you know, is that if we list you for that one phrase alone, you know, you'd be able to see some pretty significant return on investment. I mean, even if you were only accepting like one job a week from the placement at the $2.99 rate, it would make sense for you and be profitable.
Right.
And that's how we keep our customers coming back each month. I mean, every business owner that's up there, you know, if they're coming back each month, it's for a reason. Obviously, they're making good money. They're not going to keep paying to be up there every month if they're not seeing good ROI from it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep. So, I mean, being that we have the availability on that first page to be able to bring your company on board, as a general contractor, and that I can get you that rate as a preferred general contractor at $299 with the website included. I mean, I'm sure this is something you'd like to give a shot. That way we could show you how well the Google advertising works, right?
Yeah. But right now I'm driving out of town.
Okay.
Right at the moment, so I won't be able to think about this yet. Plus, I want to talk to my daughter about it because she's going to be the one to help me do everything that has to be done on any type of website of any kind anyway. And if you could give me it would be like Monday or something, I could probably give you an answer of some kind.
Oh, I gotcha. I don't know if my representative, Ruby, kind of explain to you how the Google listings work with the Google partners, but when a spot opens up, they just give us a list of the general contractors in the area that qualify for that placement or that Google feels is qualified, and then they call out on the listing until the spot fills. It's kind of like a first come, first serve thing. It's the only way to really be fair about it to the contractors.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, we have the spot available now, but, you know, if it fills and we don't really have anything, do you think this is something that, like, your daughter would be opposed to you giving a shot on a month-to-month basis? I mean, it's been the most
profitable way. Probably wouldn't bother her because it wouldn't be her money going out.
Well, you also got to think about what's coming in. I mean, you're a rarity nowadays that businesses are successful without having the Google advertising. I mean, most people, if you were to give a quote today on a custom gutter job, most people are going to want to look up your company. They're going to want to look up Francis Construction, see your reviews, see your website. You know, those are all things that you would get from this service that right now you don't have. So not only will it bring new job opportunities to the table, but it'll help you close any previous opportunities and establish yourself within the community as a reviewable source.
Right. I know it sounds silly, but I still like to wait until If it ain't filled Monday, then I can make a better decision because I need to, I'd like to talk to my daughter about it, see how she feels about handling a lot of this for me because, I've always, worked through word of mouth. Which, sometimes that, that don't work as good in certain, conditions of the economy, but,
right.
I would like her, I'd like her to, help me understand this more from her perspective of, getting something set up like that.
Yeah. Well, that's all I was trying to understand is because, like, I know it's a business decision and it's definitely a financial decision, but as far as, like, helping you out with it, I feel like, you know, if she was doing the marketing, you would have a website already. They would have requested at some point a Google business profile for verification. And it's like you have to have a Google partner in order to even get verified. So it's almost like you're saying, hey, she does this for me. I'm going to ask her first. But she doesn't do that for you. Like nobody has somebody in-house that does that for them or can do that for them in the sense of getting your business listed on Google. It has to go through a Google partner or Google directly.
Right.
In order to get that placement. So it's really just a business decision from
that.
A financial perspective. And then obviously there's still a tracking system. I mean, you could log into it, she could log into it, but the tracking system's just going to give you data on what we're bringing in for you each month with the work that we are doing. It's not something where the business owner has to proactively sit down on a computer every day and try to do something for it to work. That's the whole point of having us as a company. We do that for you on this end to generate the leads, you know, and make sure your listings are up to date, accurate, and you're getting reviews, things like that.
Right.
It's really a financial decision is what I was getting at. I mean, even if you had a marketing person in-house, the only thing that they're really be contributing would be just being able to log into that app and review it with you to monitor the ROI. But you could also ask your customers too, the old school way, just, hey, how did you find me? Oh, I did a Google search for gutters and I saw you were top recommended and I just called you off of there, you know? And so you could also get that feedback on the ground. But if you're doing word of mouth, you know, I'm telling you, 2025, I mean, this is what people do. They pull out their phone, they look up top recommended people, they look at the reviews, they look at their website, and they call somebody to hire. And I know you're already invested in Home Advisor by Angie's. I could see that listing right now when I look up your business name. And those guys are putting themselves on Google to get the lead to sell you. So we basically be cutting out your middleman in that situation and just allowing people to call you directly off your own phone number and your own website.
Right. And I told them they've been trying to get me on Angie for 3-4 years or more.
Jesus.
I kept telling them no, I didn't want to be disturbed by them.
Yeah.
I kept telling them and telling them. Finally, I decided, well, I'll try it once. Well, I've already tried it for almost a month. And I think I'm going to shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually what happens, you know. But a lot of times, Home Advisor by Angie's, it's one of those things where if you're new to marketing, it's not a bad thing to try to get some leads, but you're not exactly a new company, you know. You're a company that's been around for years but has never established their reviews, you know. If we had started your Google business profile in like 2000 when Google was like 4 years old, I mean, you'd probably have hundreds, if not 1,000 reviews established. Like our company as a Google partner was established in 2004. So it's just something where like your online reputation, you kind of like put off, but that's a lot of, credibility and a whole market that you basically have dominated over time, but you're not being, it's not being portrayed that way or findable that way. So all we're trying to do is put that out there, you know, let people know, hey, Tim's here. He's been doing this for 30 something plus years. You know, here's reviews, people he's worked with. Here's some pictures of stuff that they've done in the past. That's a huge contributing factor to your company's bottom line every year. Just the reputation alone can make it tons of money. I know guys that have established businesses and they literally just sold that reputation for millions of dollars. Like, they sell their name, they sell their book of business, they sell all the reviews and everything that they've built up online as like a portfolio for another owner to come along and take over. And that's actually what they're selling. You've done all this contracting and you're not actually building the foundation or the reputation of your brand.
Right.
This is very interesting. You know, I mean, you're just working as a contractor out there in the blind. And I feel like, obviously you can survive without it. I'm not telling you your business can't survive without it, but just as like a long-term solution, if you do plan on leaving the business or just from credibility factors and landing larger jobs, and it's a great tool to have, and what you spend on it each month, it definitely offsets in a dramatic fashion, unlike anything else that we have out there for contractors today. I mean, one job a month, it's going to pay for it like three times over with those custom gutter installations that you do.
Right.
So what's your fear in like building the website and getting this stuff going? What's been holding you back all this time?
I don't like phone calls.
You don't want people to call you if they got money on the line? I mean, if you got a guy like 2 miles down the road and he's saying, I got a $5,000 job for you, I mean, you don't want to be in that conversation or have that conversation?
Well, I know it sounds kind of funny, but just the way I've always been, and I got to get over that. I obviously have something to work on there, but it looks
when they're calling you for help, it's a different ball game than you calling them trying to convince them to go with you. You know, I mean, we're basically just putting you in front of people that are already looking for what you do. They're typing in custom gutters, they're typing in your services, and then they get your number. So it's just people calling you about work.
Right, I know, it's just one of those deals that I'm working out, and I know it's 2025, and I'm like 20 years behind.
Yeah, but everybody's got to start somewhere. Always, it's going to be a lot easier to start with you if you already have like history and skill level that other people don't have. I mean, that's the foundation of it at the end of the day.
Right, and I wouldn't mind trying this. But I'd really like to talk to my daughter first, and she's not going to make the decision for me. I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
But the deal, I just want to know if she's going to be willing to put in the time for a while to help me understand it more clearly by working the computer with me and whatever else needs to be done, getting pictures on stuff. I mean, that's what Angie tried to get me to do, and I still haven't got them. Any information, I didn't know how they worked exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be our first time working with a guy that's not super computer savvy. You know, I think that's 90% of the reason why Google started this partner program is so that you have reps like us that are going to get in there and make sure that it's working for you. I have clients that are like 75 years old. They don't know how to work a computer. They've had the roofing company that they have for 30 plus, 40 plus years, you know, before the computers were even popular. And we make it work for them, you know. We just put them in the position. We do all the legwork on it. So it is as simple as answering the phone. Hey, who's this? Thanks for calling Francis Construction LLC. Hey, I found you online. I have this, you know, these gutters I wanted to get replaced. The house is looking old, you know, where we were considering giving it a facelift or upgrading it. And you guys take it from there. You know, it's really that simple. We don't require that you or your daughter jump on a computer or have to do, you know, any additional work aside from maybe a conversation about, hey, do you take this kind of work, Tim, or not? Okay, we just want to make sure we're listing you for the right things and bringing the right jobs in. We also want to make sure we're listing you in the right areas, so that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go, you know. But it's really simple. I think you're overcomplicating it in your mind, but it's a very easy thing. And then you have a team of people here where it's like, we're not going to get paid each month if you're not getting paid and it's not working for you. So, you know, we're invested in it too. We're helping you. It's not like just hey, you sign up for it, and whether it works or not, you know, here you pay for it. You know, it's not how we operate.
Right.
So, I mean, if it's something you want to try month to month, I could also add your daughter as like a manager to the profile, so she'll still get communicated with and get full access to everything as you will. I don't have any issue with that, and, you know, providing the transparency. Every business owner that we work with gets transparency, so they know that their marketing budget isn't being wasted and they're not paying us for nothing, you know. That's how we keep these guys coming back, is we're able to show each month the customers and the job opportunities that we're bringing in for you.
Right.
So, I mean, if I could approve that rate, you know, like I said, you're a preferred contractor. It's very hard to find guys with the level of experience that you have. You know, if you're willing to give us a shot, I can, you know, walk you through it step by step and show you how it works, being that we have the availability.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this because I like to think about things before I jump into anything.
Yeah, no, and I understand that completely. But time is not really on our side when it comes to Google advertising, just because the major profitability and like where all the decisions are made are on page one. And they only put about three guys for every 40-mile radius. So we do have a spot available on the first page where we could get that position for you. But again, you know, if another contractor grabs it, then we could be waiting another 6 months or a year before we could even have the conversation again. And that's what I don't want to do. You've already waited 30 years, 30 plus years. No website, no anything, you know? So last thing we want to do is keep putting it on the back burner. We get it today, 6 months, a year from now, your business could be looking completely different from a return on investment standpoint and the bottom line on what you're doing each year. I don't know what kind of numbers you put up last year, but I could definitely imagine that they'll be a lot higher if your customers down the road can actually see you as an option when they're looking for what you do, you know?
All right, yeah. I might be losing you for a second here. I'm going through a canyon, but I think I might be interested in this. I'm still thinking about it.
Okay.
Is there any way we could do this tomorrow, or because I'm going to be driving for another 45 minutes, and then I'll be busy after that.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't take me 45 minutes to sign you up. I could have signed you up and had the receipt and everything in writing to you already and have an appointment scheduled for tomorrow to do your client interview. It's really an easy process. It's just the decision-making in your mind is really the hard part here.
Let's take a shot at it.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Tim. I'm telling you, it's been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. All you got to do is answer your phone when the opportunity calls. That's it.
Because I don't like Angie. They might be good for some people, but it isn't working for me.
Yeah, and I could already tell. Like the way you're saying, hey, you don't want to be jumping on the phone. Angie's, you got to respond to their text and call, and then you got to call the person back and convince the person that you're better than other people that they're, you know, it's just a circus. This is people who have already found you, seen all the stuff we've put up, see your reviews. They've already picked you. You know, it's just a scheduling problem at that point. So it's a lot better, and there's far more people using Google than using Home Advisor. I'll tell you that. So
let's go for it.
All right, Tim. It's Tim Short.
I'm driving right now, so I'm driving right now, so I won't be able to do anything.
That's okay.
You know,
yeah, I just need to get basic information from you. I already have your number. Timothy Francis is your first and last, right?
Right.
Okay, you're at the 326 Topaz Road still?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You want me to hide that address from people so that way they don't see it or get turn-by-turn directions to it?
I don't think it matters.
Okay. I could leave it displayed, but if you ever want to take it down, I'm going to text over my direct number and extension. If you ever need help or you just want a familiar voice to talk to, you could call me directly. I'll help you out. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send everything in writing and a receipt to you.
All right. It's Tim Francis Construction.
Okay.
04@gmail.com.
Okay, I got it. All right, and how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Probably 7 to 6.
7 to 6? You going to go Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
I don't work weekends.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday closed?
Right.
Okay. All right, I got the profile set up here. So only thing we got to do is we got to secure the first month's payment of the $299, and then I have to schedule an interview with you at a time where you're not driving, where we can sit down, and I just want to interview and go over like the services you provide and the areas that we're going to target the campaign with. So what do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
Do we need to do it today, or can we do it tomorrow? Or
yeah, we could do it today or tomorrow. I just want an hour window just in case the call goes over. It's usually only a 30-minute call, but if you have an hour window, we'll contact you and we'll walk you through it. We have set questions that we ask to get it all set up.
Because tomorrow morning at between 8 and 9, I'll just be at home tomorrow.
Okay. That works out perfectly. All right, so I'm going to actually schedule an appointment, and I'll send you the invitation to your Gmail, and then we'll send you a message 1 hour before, too, as a heads-up reminder. And we'll call you directly on this line at 8 o'clock, and if you don't answer, we'll call you up to 2 more times, and then we'll leave a message. And then I'll blow you up if I have to, but I want to make sure we get it done before we go into the weekend, because I could still have these guys building your website and everything over the weekend, even if we're not in office or you're not in office.
All right.
Make sense?
Yep.
All right. And then just like that, the profile is created. The client interview is scheduled. And then I just got to secure your first month's payment of the $299. When this goes through, it's going to send you everything in writing and a invoice receipt so you can write it off as a business expense later.
All right.
All right.
When you need the payment tomorrow morning or now or when?
We like to secure the payment now, so that way we could secure that spot for you on the first page of Google and take it off the board.
Okay, give me a second here.
Take your time. I know you're driving.
All right, you ready for a card number?
I'm ready for you.
5528.
5528.
6953.
6953.
9480.
9480.
8686.
8686. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration date. Looks like it's 1128.
1128. Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back. It'll be a small number there.
975.
975. Okay. And then as I told you, I'm going to add your daughter as the partner on the profile. So that way she's involved in everything. I just need her first name, last name, and phone number, and I'll send her the paperwork as well. So that way, and the access to your tracking system too.
Well, she can just look on with me because I can't remember her phone number unless I try to look it up. I just
okay. No worries.
I mean, I can find it. I don't memorize her number for some reason.
Okay.
But this is called Francis Construction LLC.
Right. It says that on the card as well, right?
Right.
Okay. And is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're sending your Google verification?
I can't remember. Road? Normally my Topaz Road, that's the one.
Okay. Well, if it's not the right billing address, it'll decline it. So I guess we can always try, and I could find out now.
Normally I put them on my any cards. I put them on my post office box.
Oh, well, P.O. box. That would be yeah. Let me see what happens here. I'll try to process it at the $299 now and see if it'll go through with the billing address. Because the P.O. boxes, Google doesn't usually accept those as a billing address or a business street address.
Well, then it would be the 326 Topaz then.
Okay. You've been there for a long time?
15 years there or so.
Okay. Well, I do want to make sure, too, that we get the daughter's first and last and her number, because we're going to ask her to help you, like, send in any pictures that you might have, things like that, and I can communicate that from her and get that stuff from her without you having to jump through those loops, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I don't want you to lack anything compared to these other guys that are up there. I want to make sure you're on a level playing field with them, and then we market that you got that 30 years experience should give you the leg up. At least if the homeowner's got a brain anyway.
All right.
Okay. But what's her first and last name, Tim?
It's Willow Francis.
Willow. Okay, I love that. Willow Francis. And then you said you don't know the number off the top of your head?
I don't.
All right, I'm just going to add her, and then if you can, do you think she would be able to join you for the client interview tomorrow between 8 and 9 a.m., or is that too early for her?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that.
She's a sleeper. I hear you. Okay, so the account, it did process, so the payment cleared. You're going to get a couple of text messages from our company and email. I know you're not computer savvy, or you don't like to jump on the computer or the phones very often, so I kind of set up your profile so that way we just call you directly as a live call. But everything is there in writing as well for you to go through and sign off on, or if you want to show that to Willow later too, so that way she knows everything we're doing for you, the deal that I got you, and the website and everything. It's all outlined right there. And then they have a receipt, too, that's sent over to you. So you have it documented as a business expense. You can add that as a write-off and get some of it back that way, too.
All right.
Okay. But as of right now, so the first month's payment went through today. It's the 24th of April at $299. And then each month it's set up to renew on the 24th day at $299. So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us, but you're not binded to a contract, so we got to earn it. If you're ever unhappy, you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And that's it. We just part ways as friends at that point. But you still keep all your listings. You just won't see yourself on the first page of Google. So the stuff that we're building for you today is going to help you long term. Even if you leave us, people will still be able to type in Francis Construction LLC on Google and write reviews or see your old reviews. Those things will still be there. We're not going to go delete that if you leave the first page placement. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. So this is something we should have started like 20 years ago. We probably have hundreds of reviews on you. But it's okay. Everybody's got to start somewhere. So I want to keep things simple as possible. I don't want to overwhelm you. So right now, you know, like I said, you got everything in writing there. I've added Willow to the profile. If you want to sign off on that agreement or go over it with Willow and sign off on it this evening, and then we'll call you tomorrow morning between 8 and 9, and we'll walk you through the client interview, okay?
All right.
All right, Tim. And then I also sent my number over, too. So if you have questions, comments, concerns, you have my direct line. We also offer 24/7 customer service to our clients. So even if it's on the weekends, if you or Willow have any questions, comments, or concerns, just call in. But I do want to get her number. We'll try to get that from you in the morning, though. Okay, I want to make sure we add her and keep her involved. I know that's important to you.
Just because I don't know what I'm doing with a computer completely yet.
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, like I said, we're not really going to ask you to jump on the computer or do anything fancy. That's what I was saying. Like, same thing with her. But, you know, there is an app you could download and a tracking system, so you can actually keep track of, hey, I'm spending $299 with these guys. What did I get in return? You know, what customers came from it? You know, and that's really important. You don't want to be spending money on marketing if it's not yielding return on investment. You know, people don't do this stuff just to break even.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So that's really the only thing that there is from a computer standpoint. Everything else is just us trying to make sure that we're communicating with you, we're bringing you the right clients. If you run into some headaches out there, we want to know about it so that way we can avoid those situations and kind of customize it to you and how you want to do things over there.
All right.
All right, Tim. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to our team here at Local Splash. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day. Look out for our phone call. I got you locked in for tomorrow morning between 8 and 9 o'clock.
All right.
All right, Tim. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.